Hello, and welcome to the September 24 episode of Investing Beyond Borders, a podcast from around the law firm that brings you regular insight on investment opportunities and legal and regulatory updates from throughout the Miranda Alliance world. This week, we bring you news on the future floating of Senegal on the Luanda and London stock exchanges, power sector news from Angola, Cote d'Ivoire, and Senegal, mining developments in Mozambique and Gabon, tech industry in Portugal and the two Congos, and other major developments in our jurisdictions. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Investing Beyond Borders. Teresa, over to you.
We start off this week's episode with news that Angola's private investment and export promotion agency accepted and registered a total of 396 projects, budgeted at over $4 billion, from August 2018 to July 2021. At the top of the list, with almost $2 billion in investment, is the industrial sector, followed by the construction sector, with 9 projects budgeted at almost $700 million. And the commerce and services industries, with investments totaling $335 million. In an effort to increase oil and gas exploration, Angola's National Oil, Gas and Biofuel Agency launched a permanent offer program that will allow the negotiation of exploration acreage without a need of a public tender. Under the new program, concessions will remain permanently available for negotiations with potential investors, allowing for continued negotiations between operators and the concessionaire in cases where the concession period will expire or in vacant concessions. Meanwhile, Sonangol's privatization is set to take off with the offer of 30% of the company's capital on the Angolan Stock Exchange and later on the London Stock Exchange. In the power sector, the National Electricity Distribution Company has launched a tender for the construction of an electricity substation in Mushima in the Luanda province, including a 70-kilometer transmission line. The tender is open to national and foreign companies, and proposals must be submitted by 7 October. In other news, the project for the integrated development of the Barra do Dande terminal and free zone was recently presented, envisaging the construction of a port infrastructure to support the free zone, the creation of strategic national food security and fuel and energy security reserves, while guaranteeing the development of industry, real estate and tourism in the region. Lastly, Angola was the stage for the largest syndicated loan in sub-Saharan Africa in the first half of 2021, as Standard Chartered Bank signed a $1.1 billion financing contract with the Ministry of Finance for the development of critical water supply infrastructures in Luanda. The funding will be used for investments in water production, supply and distribution facilities, including a water treatment plant, a supply system and supply centers, and the installation of new metered networks and connections.
Great news for Cape Verde, as the World Bank issued a report that shows the country will gradually begin to recover from the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, indicating an average economic growth of 5.1% from 2021 to 2023. However, the report continues to show a heavily tourism-based economy, with the bank claiming that Cape Verde needs to promote fiscal and debt sustainability in the aftermath of the pandemic, and that, to return to a prudent fiscal policy stance, it should drive reforms that increase revenue collection, prioritize health and capital spending, and restructure fiscal risk management.
In Cameroon, the National Hydrocarbons Corporation has revealed that Korean investors are interested in Cameroonian hydrocarbons. A delegation of investors representing Daewoo and Korea Midland Power Company met with the National Oil Company's representatives with a view to better understanding the Cameroon's hydrocarbon potential and more broadly the country's energy sector. The NOC has also announced its intention to invest in the renewable energy sector, which should mark the start of its diversification.
In Côte d'Ivoire, the Regional Electricity Access Project has received around €60 million from the International Development Association. The project, part of the ECOWAS program for the expansion of electricity distribution, aims to increase access to the power grid, improve the stability of the power system, and increase the integration of renewable energy in the West African power exchange system.
Over in Gabon, despite the country's recent reduction in manganese dependency, it is aiming to produce a total of just over 11.6 million tons of manganese per year by 2024, an increase of 38.6% compared to 2020, when Gabon produced 8.4 million tons. This growth is supported by strong demand from China, which is positioning itself as Gabon's leading manganese buyer. The new CEO of Perenco Gabon announced that the company will produce 10,000 tons of domestic gas per year from 2023. Its activity will be based in the oil-producing town of Batanga, starting next year, with technical studies completed and the relevant equipment to be ordered by the end of the year.
New regulations on the sale of diamonds, precious metals and gemstones have entered into force in Mozambique. Decree No. 63/2021, which repeals the previous regulations, adjusts the mechanisms to certify the origin of rough diamonds, precious metals and gemstones, and defines rules for their commercialization and control, in accordance with internationally established requirements under the Kimberley process. The new regulations introduce a number of changes, notably regarding the authority and competencies of the Kimberley Process Management Unit. Holders of the commercialization licenses are granted 90 days from the date of entry into force of the new statute to regularize their rights and duties under the new framework. In order to boost industrialization in Mozambique, the government has launched a new industrial park development company, MozParks, which will focus on youth employment, the development of local content, and, most importantly, the active involvement of local communities. After the Beleluan Industrial Park in the Maputo province, the public-private partnership between the Mozambican state and the Swiss Mozambican private investors will open two more parks in 2021, Topito Industrial Park in Nampula province and Montepuez Agro Park in Cabo Delgado. In 2022, it plans to open another four industrial and agro parks and aims in the long run to develop MozParks in all Mozambican provinces. The global commodity trading and investment company Montfort has announced that it has acquired equity in the oil storage Matola Terminal, part of the port of Maputo. The oil terminal, one of the most recently built in the region, has over 58,000 cubic meters of storage capacity and will enable Montfort to trade petroleum products in Mozambique and neighboring countries. Montfort will open, operate and develop the oil terminal in partnership with Energy Asia, which took over the terminal in June. Finally, in Mozambique, mining company Vale almost doubled coal production in the second quarter of 2021 compared to the first quarter of the year, earning $168 million, an increase of $56 million compared to the previous quarter.
Over in Portugal, Uber inaugurated their new headquarters, representing an investment of more than 90 million euros. The new Uber hub also created 400 direct jobs, while the company has prospects of hiring 200 more people by the end of the year. Uber wants to reinforce its commitment to Portugal and intends to invest another 30 million euros over the next 4 years.
Back on the African continent, Pan-African Technology Group Liquid Intelligent Technologies has connected the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the Republic of the Congo, announcing that it is now delivering affordable high-speed connectivity to the communities in Kinshasa using state-of-the-art wireless optical communication. Despite being just 4.8 kilometers apart, access to the internet is more expensive in Kinshasa than in Brazzaville, as it is difficult to lay fiber across the Congo River, which separates the two cities. After 2 years of attempting to overcome this hurdle, Liquid was able to accomplish the feat of creating this connection in just a few days, using innovative technology from Project Tara's wireless optical communication links.
Lastly, in Senegal, GE Renewable Energy recently commissioned the first ever fully digital high-voltage substation on the African continent in Thiès, 70 kilometers from Dakar. This flagship 225-kilovolt substation project is part of Senegal's National Electricity Company's expansion, reinforcement and reliability enhancement program for its transmission and distribution grid to be completed by Vinci Energies West Africa, and is not only vital for domestic electricity supply, but also a key element to energy transition in the country.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Investing Beyond Borders. We will be back with you in 2 weeks' time with more developments in the Miranda Alliance world. Please join us then for more news from the 19 Miranda Alliance jurisdictions. If you have time, also drop by our website or LinkedIn page, where you will find more updates on our activity and legal developments of interest to our clients and followers. This podcast was brought to you by Miranda Law Firm and Miranda Alliance. You can find out more about our worldwide activities and assistance to investors at www.mirandalawfirm.com. This episode was presented by Teresa Garcia Andre and Philip Town from our Lisbon office and Luis Miranda from the Houston office. Content was developed exclusively for Miranda by the Miranda Alliance podcast team. Technical support is provided by Caterina Moraes from our communications department. All content is subject to copyright and protected by law.